two. Now they're out of timeouts.
Down by two. 1:43 left.
Down two. Gets a shot off.
Down by two.
Oh yeah, that's fucking huge. It's another episode of the Down by Two podcast brought to you by Cryer Media. Visit cryer.co for all things DB2 and sports related contents. Fucking huge. And by industry, I don't know if I can do the whole intro like that.
Buddy, that was fucking huge what you just did there.
So fucking huge. Fucking you know huge, what else dude. Is fucking huge? It's Indestructible Clothing Company. Visit indestructible.com and use promo code DOWNBY2 for 15% off. Fucking huge. And by Yup Beer. Visit yupbeer.com.
Oh, Yup Beer is so fucking huge, dude.
So fucking huge. Now available in beer stores and grocery stores across Ontario. Fucking cheers, buddy. Dude, how fucking annoying would this show be if we just talk like that all
just
the
time? Just do that the entire time. I don't have a Yup with me because I don't have any cold ones, but I got this little Lake of Bays.
Oh, this one's warm. Seltzer. Oh, yeah. Well, this one's warm as fucking donkey piss, but I'm still chugging away.
Dude, donkey piss, underrated. Let me tell you.
Super warm.
Good flavor.
Good to be back here, though. Good to be back. It's been a hot minute. We took a couple weeks off because your boy just got fucking married.
Hi, husband.
It's fucking huge. Yeah, man. Dude, it was... there's not really much more I can say. It was one of... It was the best day of my life. It was honestly a magical fucking weekend. It was great. And to be able to have you, my partner in crime, stand up there with me, groomsmen, just gonna get all the mushy shit out of the way, but dude, fucking incredible weekend, man. And love you to bits, bro.
It was pretty cool. it was sick,
pretty neat.
The setting, the beach, unreal. And yeah, Everything went off without a hitch. It was perfect.
Welcome to Ipper Wash. Welcome to Ipper Josh. I've been trying to get people to call it Ipper Josh. So far, nobody's on my side. I thought I'd try.
I like it though.
Ipper Josh. Yeah, maybe if I just start making some tishas, some fucking body tarps, and start handing them out, then maybe some
people could sell them on the beach like those guys at the resort that we went to on your bachelor party.
Oh, on the bachelor party. Yo, speaking of which, though, I thought it would only be fitting since we've taken a couple weeks off and now all the wedding festivities are over to be able to have a groomsman edition for this show and be able to bring on some of the groomies, the groom squad, if you will. So obviously, Birdman.
The Groom's Day Preppers.
The Groom's Day Preppers. Yeah, man. I would love to be able to get all the boys on, but fucking Ryan versus Lotto is a liability.
Can you imagine a 12 square pod? That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty nuts. Oh man, just everyone from the bachelor party? No, yeah. But if it was the groom squad,
we might be
Marco Diaz, this would be a fucking 2.5 hour episode. He would likely sing some of his songs for us too. It would be way too long, but I picked a couple of the boys, and these guys are pod regulars on the show. First of which is the first groomsman coming up here is honestly just one of my best pals, man, and a devoted Detroit Lions fan, so much so that he's actually got me on board, and I'm trying to restore the roar with him. It's the one, the only, Master Aldworth, Brad Aldworth, on the show. Mommy!
Detroit? This Detroit, no, fucking huge,
dude. Detroit's gonna be so fucking huge, dude.
Dude,
what's
man,
going everyone, on, boys?
Buddy, dude, so good to see you, my man. I feel like we're still coming off that the wedding buzz and everything. Yeah, it's just it's
going.
Still got the chase,
Never stopped. Man, good to have you on, buddy. And and then also gotta bring up my best man over here. And this guy was obviously instrumental in my entire fucking relationship with my wife. He's been there by my side, and I fucking love the hell out of this guy. And he's now, I guess, officially the NFL's number one fan, just football in general. It's Jesse Jacobus Juiston, a.k.a. Juistay.
What's up, boys?
How's it going? Been, buddy?
I was kind of hoping you would introduce me with that nice little voice he had going on at the beginning there.
Oh, man. Jesse Jacobus Juicen's fucking
huge. Oh, stop. Oh, stop.
So huge.
Any reason to flash the ring? Oh, stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
You guys in your rings. Jeez.
The ring club. Man, it's a sick club to be a part of, dude.
Don't do it, guys. Don't do it.
Yeah, it's pretty. I don't know. It's
all
right. Sick. It's all right. I mean, for me, like I keep forgetting that it's still there. It feels awkward, but I mean, I fucking yeah. It's a cool club to be a part of, man. And thank you guys for fucking making it all happen, man. Literally the best day of my life. So
it's pretty incredible.
Mine too. Honestly.
Love you, boys. Love y'all. Weird. Fucking so sick. I would have to say my favorite part was probably around 4 o'clock in the morning when someone taps me on the shoulder. It's like the police are here, and and I had to go fucking I'm just like, I guess this is my party, so I gotta go talk to the guy. And I am just still just dripping in disco and just completely wasted from the dance floor, and it just like got my fucking taco beef out of my chest. And I had to go talk to this guy, and he's like, yeah, it was the same guy that pulled us over the night before.
Yeah,
he should have known what was coming.
Serendipity. Oh, he fucking knew what was going on.
100%. Well, yeah, someone spilt the beans on the Friday. It was like, oh yeah, we're celebrating a wedding down the road later on this weekend. It's just like, that was Diaz. And then I'm like, so I go up to him. He's just like, look, there's a noise complaint, so I just got to take down a name and a number. And I'm like, oh, all right, fucking John Smith. And my number is 647-123-4567. He's like, great. Have yourself a good night. That's it.
To paint this picture, Josh, you were wearing, not only was the taco beef out, you're wearing a sequin suit with nothing underneath.
Like nothing. This, no.
Just like fear and loathing sunglasses. Just like
I was dripping in disco, dude. Seriously,
if you gave him your real name either.
If I gave my real name, then he probably would have arrested me. But
yeah, they would have ran his number.
Yeah.
Oh, then
I go to
the infamous after you.
Yeah. Is this the mayor? and then, but then I go to Amanda. And this is the best part. I'm like, oh yeah, no, they told us to turn down the music. I guess we got a noise complaint. She's like, fuck that. It's my fucking wedding night. And I'm just like, all right, guess you're right. And then I just turned the volume up even higher. And then that's when the mosh pit started. So I mean,
oh,
like,
my God.
No wedding is actually complete without a mosh pit, I guess, is the new fucking rule. And
I thought I was walking out of there with a black eye for sure. Like people were a
couple
swinging,
spin kicks to
throw
to
blows. Yeah. Oh yeah, it was nuts.
Oh man, yeah, it was. Oh man, and then the bartender, shout out Ted and Bailey for fucking crushing it, and our boy Brody as well for crushing it. On the DJ set as well. Like man, it was just all around incredible. But Ted, like I've never seen somebody absolutely destroy a fucking mosh pit the way that he did. Like he sent me flying a couple times. Like it was nuts. Just you know that move with the fucking bows back real quick like that, like gets you right in the sternum and you're down for the count, man.
I've never seen a guy turn like he was such a formal guy serving drinks, slinging drinks all night
with a smile on his face.
As soon as the shift is over, pretty sure his top was off and he was just fucking raging. Just
oh yeah, last call. Yeah, they just let out all the last call rage and then
it was awesome. I think he caught up to us in like half an hour.
We've actually done the same thing while working at Insomnia. Yeah. man, but yeah, boys, thanks. That was it was an incredible time. Really do appreciate it. And all the love to you guys as well. And I mean with that being said, like not only am I married, but we're also married to the fucking game. It's week one of the NFL. Let's go, baby.
Yes. The wait is over, baby.
The wait is over. We are here. We're recording this Thursday night, so I want to fucking make this snappy and let's sign in, sign out. We got kickoff coming in a couple in about an hour here, so we're gonna be flying through some of this. But let's just get some hot takes coming around from around the board here, starting with Jesse Juicen as well. Let's give me some of these storylines that you are pretty excited about for this year, whether or not it's the Bills or you being a closeted Cowboys fan, which I really will never fucking understand. What are we looking forward to this year?
Oh, there's so much to look forward to. There's quite a few teams that I like and quite a few teams that are shit.
Yeah.
There's, you know, like Rams, but it's okay though, buddy.
Hey,
okay. There's always 15 years from now, but
I got one of these. I got one of those right there. So
that's not the real thing, man.
Is it?
You weren't even on
it
the
is.
Team.
It's
there.
It's you fucking
even, like, on the team, dude.
Yeah, that's so not huge, buddy.
Says who? I was fucking there with them in spirit. But yeah, sorry, I cut you off there.
What oh no, it's okay. It's okay.
Shit ass Cowboys.
Yeah, a couple of special mentions here. I'm excited to watch the Saints for the first time. That's a pretty weird thing to say to come out of my mouth right now, but I think Derek Carr, he's been jacking up and jacking off a lot, and I think he might be able to throw
ready.
The ball to someone this year.
Oh man,
I mean, just need Kamara to come back, but you know, we all know what's going on with him, so.
Yeah, no, he loves to fucking punch people and
loves it,
especially in Vegas. But yeah, the Saints are a fun team. I definitely see them being able to take their division. I love that they picked up Jamal Williams. I definitely think that their running game is going to be crazy, especially with Kareem Hunt. And then obviously when Kamara comes back as well, plus with Williams as well, he's a touchdown machine. And then just seeing year two Olave as well. I mean, there's just so much offensive firepower and looking good on defense as well. So they are going to be definitely an exciting team. Anybody else we want to look out for?
Jacksonville. I'm really hoping Lawrence finds his groove this year.
Are you saying that because you drafted him on one of your teams, or are you just saying that because you're excited?
No, I'm actually excited. I was excited about him last year, but he just kind of, I think he got the rookie treatment, and he still wasn't there yet. But I think this year he's shaping up, and
he's going to take a big leap in year three. I actually have the Jaguars as one of the Super Bowl contenders. We can maybe talk about that a bit later, but I definitely see them having an easy road to a playoff spot, being able to take their division without any issues. Really, all you have to worry about are the Titans, and they're just a couple bad games away from blowing it all up anyways.
They're a Derrick Henry injury away from losing it all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like, they already know that they're going to be heading into rebuild. I mean, they drafted Levis as well. So, I mean, that's really their only threat. Andy's going to be cool to watch some of their, you know, young guns play as well. Jonathan Taylor, that's a whole mess. And yeah, so I'm not even worried about them. And then the Texans are the Texans, but we'll get into that. Brad, let's talk your Lions. Let's talk, I mean, our Lions. You've definitely converted me. Here I am trying to restore the roar. Rawr with you. any storylines that you're really looking forward to this year?
On the Lions, yeah, I don't know. I think a big asterisk is still going to be defense. What can we do with the secondary that we shuffled around? Running back, although I was going to mention the Saints, I think Jamal Williams going over there. I think the run game is going to be huge there. Those were my two picks for teams that I wanted to talk about. I'll mention that the Cincinnati Bengals, I think that this could be one of the, like, they've got so close twice now. And I think this could be, as it has in the last 2 years, a year where Burrow's, if he pulls it together, they could make that push and end up with a Super Bowl appearance. And the run game in Detroit. I mean, Montgomery, backed by our boy.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, Gibbs. I think seeing him come out of Bama doing as well as he did there, I think picking a running back in the first round was not what people expected from Detroit. And let's see if that 1-2 punch can continue what was a really great year last year, with the run game. Unfortunately, it kind of blew up, but I'm excited for a week one. Let's see how it goes, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, I was pretty confused as to why they blew up their running back situation. Like, everything was working out well with Swift and Williams. And you figured that they would have stuck with what actually worked and then, you know, addressed other aspects like the defense, but it looks like they just addressed everything all around. And they're obviously sticking with Goff as well, which, you know, I'm expecting him to take a big leap this year as well. A lot of people are very high on him. I think it was confusing to get David Montgomery and then for them to go with the number 12 pick and go with Jahmyr Gibbs. But fuck, I'm excited, man. Like, that is gonna be, that's an insane tandem to be able to have for RB1 and RB2. Montgomery is just gonna be able to pound it in the red zone as well. I'm very, very excited for it. And then
when you pair that with a threat like St. Brown on an inside route over the middle, I think that you're really going to see a lot of defensive schemes have to drop back and drop out, which opens room for that 1-2 punch at running back. I mean, I'm hopeful. I'm a hopeful Detroit Lions fan. I have been my whole life, but I like the way they look. I'm going to knock on some wood here. We're going into week one. Yeah. Healthy. I think
minutes away. You know,
In the last few seasons, they've had no problem lighting up the scoreboard, but they also get lit up themselves. We went to a game last year that was like the sixth highest scoring loss in NFL history. They lost 48-45 in an absolute garbage shootout to the Seahawks. Yeah. And it was like an exciting game to go to. But when you score 45 points and you walk out losing, it was still a bad feeling. So they've had no problem putting them up. I'm hoping that they can keep them off the board this year. They've addressed a little in the secondary. We'll see. I'm excited for kickoff here.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, Detroit. I mean, they should win their division. I don't see why they can't win
the
division.
This is a year where you win the NFC North, and
this is the year. I mean, unless Minnesota comes out guns a blazing and like they are a very good regular season team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it looks like they've shuffled some things around as well, saying goodbye to Dalvin Cook. And then now he's going over to the Jets. I mean, I feel like, you know, for them, it's sort of it felt like it was their time last year and they couldn't pull it off. Obviously, if you watch the Netflix doc, then you know all about it as well. Like just the inner workings of it. But it felt like that was their chance. Mm-hmm. And so now it definitely feels like Kirk Cousins is in the hot seat here. And if it doesn't work out this year, then like I'm just not sure. So there seems to be some hesitation around the Vikings. And then I mean the Bears. I mean a lot of people are speculating the Bears to emerge as well for Justin Fields to take another huge leap forward. And they've definitely been busy in their offseason as well, handing over the running back reins to Khalil Herbert as well, and then picking up more as well from the Panthers. All around, are you scared of any of these other teams? Obviously it's not the Packers anymore, but does anybody else pose a threat?
I mean, the Bears, yeah, I feel like the Bears are going to come with an uptick this year. I mean, it'd be hard not to. They've been pretty bad for the last 3-4 seasons. And yeah, the Vikings have been a great regular season team. I think that but if you look at the uptick that the Lions have had, if you look at them being able to pull a winning season out of the absolute dumpster fire that was the first half of last season, if that can continue, if they can continue to build off of that, I mean, you have a lot of new faces in the room, but I think that given the culture that seems to be surrounding the Lions right now, I think you're going to see, even if tonight is a loss, I'm hoping to see a good Lions offensive scheme, put some on the board. And if you lose a game like to the Kansas City Chiefs in the first week, you'll
take just that.
Continue fighting. So yeah, I'm not, I think this is the year that the Lions win the NFC North. I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I'll definitely take a week one loss to the reigning champs. Who knows? There might be a little bit of Super Bowl hangover coming from these guys as well. So this might be a good opportunity to make a statement win in week one. I don't really have any other storylines that I want to talk about because my Rams are dead in the water. So, I mean, it's just it's bullshit. And like a fucking Cup, it could be out for a couple weeks now with a hamstring issue. And then that means that he could potentially get shut down towards the end of the year. And it's just our offense is bad. Our defense is bad. It's just all around.
What a turnaround.
It feels like hey, you know what? It's totally fucking worth it. It's all fucking worth it.
Man, they duct taped that airplane together and it landed and then it just fucking crashed.
Right, okay, calm down. What the fuck are you talking about? Like they picked up OBJ and it's just like they made the necessary moves that they needed to make at the deadline and it
duct tape, buddy. And yeah. It worked. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. Sweet ring right beside you there.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty sweet. This was actually a wedding gift, which was pretty sweet. And I'm like, oh man, that's fucking awesome. But I don't know how much Amanda's gonna like it. So but I'll take it. It goes right fucking there.
So it's Mandy's ring.
Yeah, it's Mandy's ring too. we'll wear it for our post engagement shoot, I guess. Bird. Anything else that we haven't covered here?
You're wearing
a Giants head tarp here.
You like that?
Vintage.
I think just like as a super uber casual fan, just everything with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, I'm just interested to see how that goes. I'm here for the drama, baby. I'm here for the drama. That's what hooks me into sports, man. So,
I love it too, man. I mean, like Rodgers seems revitalized. He looks wrinkly as fuck too, though. But like, man, he's aging. All that ayahuasca and his fucking dark retreats, wherever the fucking hole that he's climbing into to go find himself and then come back out a Jets quarterback. It's fucking nuts. But I mean, they're either going to fucking kill it or they're like, I kind of see them finishing maybe 9-8 and being like tied for one of the final wild card spots, but then not making it into the playoffs because they've missed some regular season matchups between other teams that are tied for that final wild card spot. I feel like they'll be a 9-8 sort of team. I feel like there might be some injuries as well. I don't know. Do you guys see the Jets making the playoffs? We're really getting ahead of ourselves here, but I mean, do you think that with the addition of Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. Do you think with the addition of Aaron Rodgers is going to completely turn around the team? I mean, it looks like they're all in. They picked up Dalvin Cook as well. I mean, we'll see if he still has the same kind of productive year that he's had in the last couple of years.
He's going to have something to prove for sure. Yeah. So he's probably going to play hard.
Watching him go far. Yeah.
I think it's an interesting. So like, I'm with you, Bird. Like I'm not sold that they're going to be like, that Aaron Rodgers is
it's the goddamn Jets. Like,
yeah, right. Bring Aaron Rodgers in at 40, just high off his ass in between, you know, just get him in.
Yeah, you want to talk about duct tape.
He's soul searching. He's landed in New York.
It looks like an old oak tree.
And it'll be interesting to watch. I mean, shit, I hated the guy for so many years because he played for the Packers. And now, you're right, he looks youthful. He's over there. He's just having a good time on the Jets, and I want to see the guy win some games. It'd be sweet.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's great. Are you as a Bills fan or a pseudo Bills fan, I guess, Jesse, are you worried about the Jets or?
No, I'm not too worried. Josh Allen's got it. It's fine.
I do have as my top three contenders this year, and I think that I would put money on it that the Super Bowl champ will go to an AFC team, and that's either going to be Jacksonville, Buffalo, or Cincinnati. I agree with you. I feel like Cincinnati is due. Like you mentioned, they have been so close. They were so close to making it to the Super Bowl, and they were this close to beating us a couple years ago as well. Joe Burrow's healthy. They've addressed some issues that they've had in their offensive line as well. Their secondary could use a little bit of work, but all around, like, man, they're fucking looking good, and they incrementally get better every year. They don't make any huge home run swings in the off season, but they do what they need to do in order to bolster their roster. So I think that they are my favorite to win the Super Bowl this year. Bills, if they can figure out the Chiefs and if they can stay healthy, I think McDermott will make some adjustments and take some of the workload off of Josh Allen, and use some of his tools to be able to utilize and shake things up a little bit when it comes to their offense. But then Jacksonville, I mean, man, it's fucking, they're exciting, dude. Like a full year of Calvin Ridley, like he's back, like everything's looking good. He's got they got weapons. They got a great running game too. Etienne, I mean, like I'm not completely sold on him, but I mean, he's still good enough. And then Tank Bigsby. Like he's going to be fucking fun to watch too.
Name is great.
Yeah, Bigsby.
Bigsby. Fantastic.
Thanks. And like we were talking, they have the easiest division, or one of the easier divisions, to be able to win outright. So I mean, I think, and they also have one of the easiest schedules out there as well. So I mean, the path is there, and if Trevor Lawrence takes the step forward like everyone's expecting him to, don't be surprised if he's playing for a Super Bowl spot. So those are my thoughts on that. But like we mentioned, we want to get into some football. We want to watch some football, chug a couple beers. Let's get into some of our picks. DB2Bets brought to you by BetStamp. Make sure you follow us on the BetStamp app and follow along with all of our picks. We keep our tickets and make sure you follow along and play with them or against us. We don't fucking care. We're just trying to win a couple bucks or two to pay for our groceries. So here we go. We're going to start off with Jesse's pick, Juice Stain. You got an interesting one here. It's bold. I like it. I like it a lot. You're going with the Steelers on the money line. That's plus 116 available over on Betano as they take on the San Francisco 49ers in Heinz Field, Pittsburgh. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me.
Bold prediction. I know it's a bold prediction here, but I'm here to make some money. All right.
Yeah.
Let's not fucking go.
We're here. The name of the fucking game here.
That's right. I'm going with the Steelers over the 49ers. The 49ers, they just got that contract with Nick Bosa, but I believe he's out for week one. Also, I think Brock Purdy, he's got the world on his shoulders right now. Everyone's expecting him to play as well as what he did last year at the end of the year. And he was unreal, but I think that the pressure might get to him. It's going to be a slow start for him. And I think the Steelers, they don't really have much to lose at this point. If they win, it's everything for them. But if they lose, what have you. They lost to one of the best teams in the league. So, and I think Kenny Pickett, it's his second year going in. He's named captain by his teammates, which means that they're bonding. And maybe he could actually get Deontay Johnson a touchdown for the first time. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. That was brutal last year if you picked Deontay Johnson on your fantasy team. That was it was pretty tafe.
I think I had him. Actually, I know I did.
And that's why your target is zero touchdowns.
And that's why I'm not in the league now.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I mean, there's a few experts that actually have them winning their division, and I've seen some people, like, especially when they're predicting the records for the season, I've seen some people put them at 12-5. It's just like there's a lot of hype around this Steelers team right now, and Coach Tomlin can get them there. You know, he's usually good for a 9-6 team or a 9-8 team. You know, just above 500, 10-7 even. It's going to be tough. I don't know if I see it. I mean, I think Kenny Pickett's going to need another year at the helm. But yeah, for me, big question mark with like Najee Harris, for example. Like I feel like, you know, there's been a bit of a decline when it comes to their running game. And so we're going to have to see how some of their young guns are going to step up into that spot as well. He's got the weapons. They got what it takes. They got a great defense too. So I could totally see them doing well this year. As for this game, fuck it, buddy. Yeah, I love it. Let's do it. I also hate the 49ers, so fuck them anyways. I mean, look, the 49ers are interesting. It seems like they just have Shanahan has such a system that you can throw any quarterback into it. So, I mean, I agree with you. Purdy's got a lot to prove, but, like, he proved it last year, though. Right? He did. Like, they threw him in, and he just didn't fucking lose a game. So, I mean, like, even like, I guess coming into that situation, being the last draft pick, Mr. Irrelevant, as they call him. And then to be able to come into this year, it could have been shaky in training camp and that Sam Darnold was, potentially going to take it from him. But, obviously they're giving the keys over to Purdy. Let's see. I don't know. The spread is pretty close too. It's only like plus 2.5 or something. So this is sort of a pick 'em, especially when you see the money line at plus 116. But yeah, that's a great pick. We're going to ride with that too. Jesse's pick is the Steelers money line plus 116. And the best odds are available over on Betano.
There we go.
Moving along. We got Master Aldworth with his pick. We're going with the Ravens on the spread minus 9, the odds are minus 110 available on PointsBet. Tell me, Brad, are you just like a closeted Ravens fan or something? Like you've picked the Ravens here, you're going to Baltimore to catch a game too? Like,
to Baltimore to catch the Lions there.
Buddy.
Helps that good friend of mine.
He loved the color purple, though. Like
season's tickets. So
that's
we've been
fucking.
Waiting,
that's,
we've been waiting
that's,
for
yeah,
this
yeah.
to have
a
game.
Friend of his, yeah.
A friend of his.
A friend of mine I met online buying tickets
on a site called StubHub. Mr. StubHub,
lifelong buddy of mine. I mean, I don't hate the Ravens. I never really have. I thought they were exciting growing up.
So you admit it. You're a closeted Ravens fan. It's okay. Yeah, I mean, Jesse's got the Cowboys.
Sure, sure. You can throw it down there, but more so, I'm a big Ravens fan this week, especially on the spread. I might have taken this without all of the injuries that the Texans suffered in preseason. Their O-line is completely obliterated. I think the only starter out there is Tunsil, and he's just going to be hanging out with a bunch of fucking no-names, trying to weather the storm in Baltimore week one. I think this is going to be a bloodbath, honestly. The spread's easy for me here, and there's a reason why the spread is 110. Like,
oh yeah, 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 big time. And yeah, it's the Texans, and they're playing at home. This is actually my survivor pick for the week too. I mean, I want to start off with a bang here, so I'm taking the Ravens for the week one. Nice. But -9. I mean, you look at other books, a lot of books have them at -10.5 too, but we were able to find that over on PointsBet. It's a no-brainer. The Texans are absolute garbage. I'm excited to see CJ Stroud and see what he can do. But really, there's just not much to be excited about when it comes to them. Injuries as well. So yeah, the Ravens is kind of a no-brainer. Don't really need much more explanation than that. I mean, I don't want to say free money, but like, man,
don't use the L word on here.
It's pretty, this looks pretty good. And if you get it at -9, yeah, that's looking irate to me. Moving along, Birdie.
Yo. All right, boys, bear with me. Okay. I tried really hard here. I got to make my assistant fantasy GM proud, Jesse Houston.
Love it.
So the Saints are my unofficial team because I have family there in New Orleans. The Derek Carr era begins. Let's go.
Yes, yes, let's go. Man, I've never thought that he was a bad quarterback. I thought he got a bad shake with the Raiders. I mean, he should have been able to do a little bit more with Davante Adams, you know, especially after going to the same school as him. So, I mean, like, I figured there would have been more of a connection, but last year was just atrocious for him. But he's not a bad quarterback. So.
People were high on the Ravens going into last year, or Raiders going into last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just like the Raiders, everyone's high on the Saints this season because they finally have a solid quarterback since Drew Brees. Yes, yeah. I did my research.
Drew Brees.
So hey, you know what? I actually watched a few NFL games when Drew Brees was playing. Okay, I know what I'm talking about. anyways, on paper, they're looking like one of the best teams in the division. So I'm high on them, just like everybody else, just like Mr. Houston over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have the Titans losing. I mean, this isn't really like why a good reason, but it's my only reason. I had Ryan Tannehill in fantasy last year, drastically exceeded expectations last year. And I think that's hard to live up to. You like that, eh?
I
know that they have some young guys ready to take over, and I just feel like the pressure is going to be too much on this guy. So, just right out the gate, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
going with the Saints money line.
Someone's got a gun to your head right now, and you're just reading what they're telling you to say.
Just flashcards.
Yeah, there it is. There
my favorite colors are black and gold.
Please tell my family I love them.
Yeah, yeah. I love three times if you're in trouble.
That was good, man. And you know what? Like
that was great, buddy.
Chances are this is the only pick that fucking hits. That's the Texans miraculously cover the spread. Fucking 49ers blow the Steelers out of the water. Man, love it though. I mean, like you mentioned, I think this is. The Saints division to lose. I mean, like, I wouldn't feel threatened. I mean, Carolina is kind of interesting. They are an interesting team. I mean, they've a completely different look from last year as well. They've spent the money they needed to in the offseason. They made the trade that they needed to as well. They're a completely different looking team. So they'll be interesting to watch, but I have way more faith If Michael Thomas can stay healthy too, my lord, like that, like
I'd love to see him play for once.
I would love to see him play for once. He destroys like every year right out the gates, and then like after week three, he's just toast. So, I mean, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I definitely like that Birds pick here. Saints money line.
Fantasy is one of the best tools about to learn about a sport.
Oh, big time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
So
yeah, you that was like Jesse Houston, right?
That was like half a joke, half
you're a student of the game now.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Now we just need to get you on for basketball. Okay. The next
let's go.
I've been trying for years. All right, I'm gonna switch over to my pick. Over here. Look, this one.
What you got? What you got?
This one's pretty easy. We got a Nick Chubb. Anytime touchdown.
So that means Chubby's fucking huge.
Chubby's so fucking huge. Nick Chubb can score a touchdown anytime he wants. He can score it anytime he wants throughout the game. As long as he does it.
Well, you could just put that down for every single week, I'd say.
Last year he scored 13 touchdowns. He's a touchdown machine, minus 125. That's why the odds are already swaying that way, and that's the best odds you can find, which is over at the Score Bet. Look, I think Cincinnati, I was touching on their secondary. It's a young secondary, so I feel like Cleveland will try to expose that with Deshaun Watson, a little bit of play action as well. But because they're going to try and air it out a little bit, that will also open up the run game as well. So Chubb pounding it in the red zone, I think. I mean, this he's usually good for one a game. So minus 125, would love to throw down some money on that. And you know what? I fucking will, because it's my pick. Nick Chubb, touchdown, minus 125. That game is in Cleveland as well. I don't know, a little bit of home field advantage. I feel I also just need this to happen because I have him in my fantasy. So
I just need it so bad.
I just fucking need it on all fronts here.
We all have player props because of our fantasy teams.
That's all it is.
I really need this guy to score.
Buddy, I took Sky Moore over 42 and a half receiving yards because he's on my bench. I also named my team after him too. So I guess that's how we fucking either win a lot of money or lose it. There we have it. Those are our NFL picks for the week. And we're going to wrap up the show. We got to go watch some football here, but before we do, make sure that you catch us. We're going to pivot completely different, like in a different direction. Not really same sport, just way shittier. But make sure you catch us at the Toronto Argonauts game, this weekend as they host the Montreal Alouettes. I personally won't be there, but our boy Master Aldworth will be corresponding with Jesse McKay, AKA Birdman. Over at BMO Field. Did you guys do your research? You guys got any sort of insights into the game this weekend?
I hope it's not decided by a rouge. I was very confused at the only CFL game I've ever gone to. by them being on the 8-yard line, spiking the ball, and then sending out a punt formation, I was like, I have no idea what's happening here. And then they punted it, and I'm like, what?
It's good. And then it's just like they won. And everyone
was losing their minds. I was fucking very confused. I hope to be less confused on Saturday. Yeah.
Did you come up with any picks for the game? Or?
Drew Brees is a lock.
The Argos are doing very well this year. Montreal Alouettes aren't.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right.
Argos, I don't know.
Well, that's why we're actually going to take the Argos on the spread here. We're going to take them at minus 10.5.
Let's do it.
Minus 105, and that's available on Bet99. Look at the 9-1 team. I know you guys didn't do the research, so I did it fucking for you.
Oh my God. You know us too well.
Yeah. Look, I mean, when it comes to the spread, they have not covered the spread. I think it might be only twice this year, going into week 14. Their last matchup that they had against the Alouettes, they also covered the over quite easily as well. So that's why we're also going to go with the over on this game. We're going to go over 51.5 points at minus 110. Both of those are available on Bet99. They seem to have the best odds available out there. Look, it looks like the Argos are running away with it this year. It's theirs to lose. You should see them have a pretty easy path to get to the Grey Cup this year in Hamilton, which will be there too. So if you don't catch us at this game, then make sure you catch us over in Hamilton. But other than that, those are our picks. We got a whole bunch of picks for you here, a whole lot of football to take in. Boys, thank you so much for jumping on the show. I'm so fucking fired up for this year. We'll be talking football all year long. Fuck it, CFL too, all the different types of football. But for Josh Elijah, Jesse McKay, Juice Stain, Master Aldworth, thank you guys so much for jumping on the show. Let's go fucking watch some football. Let's kick this shit off.
Let's do it, boys.
It's week one, baby. Let's go.
Woohoo! Woo-hoo! Cheers, boys.
Right. Cheers, bye. Boys.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.